The leading character in all of this new four Gospels outside of Jesus is Simon Peter. The main character that rises up next to Jesus in the four Gospels in the first 12 chapters of the book of Acts is the Simon Peter. Simon was a fisherman, and God called him from fishing. He and his brother Andrew. Andrew was called first, but then they were both fishing, and Jesus called and said, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They dropped their nets, left everything, and stepped out to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and to become the great fisher of men. Simon Peter began to take the lead early on among the 12. He's the one that speaks out, and he's the one that you see. And not so long afterwards, Jesus had had the miracle of feeding the 5,000, and they were told to go across the lake, the Sea of Galilee, and they rode all night long and never got anywhere. And a tremendous storm was against them. It says contrary winds were blowing against them. And early in the morning, when they were really discouraged, all of a sudden, the waves are terrible. It's been a big stormy night. And they see walking on these waves Jesus Christ. They don't recognize him. Some said, "This is a ghost. It's an angel. What is it? Maybe this is the end." But then when he got a little closer, he said, "Don't be afraid. It's me." And immediately Simon Peter's faith rose. And he said, "Tell me to come." And Jesus says, "Come on." And Peter climbed out of the boat, and the rest of them, their eyes are on stems, and they see Peter climbs out of the boat and starts toward him. And then a wave hits him. It says the boisterous waves, he looked down and sank. Jesus, standing on the waves, pulls him out and says, "Why did you doubt? Your little faith." I thought he had a lot of faith to even get out of the boat to begin with myself, but Jesus said you didn't have enough to stay with it. Nobody else even tried it, but this was Peter. He was always out there in front and received so much from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then one day toward the ministry, after almost 3 years have passed, Jesus says, "And who do men say that I am?" And some say you're Elijah, and some say you're this prophet or that one that has come back, and you're one of the great prophets. And Jesus said, "But who do you say I am?" Peter said, "You are the Christ, that is the Messiah. You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God." And Jesus said to Peter, "Peter, man didn't reveal that. God has revealed this to you. And on this truth, I will build my church." Praise God. It was Peter. Not long afterwards, Jesus takes three of them, Peter, James, and John, the inner circle, and goes to this high mountain. And there in front of them, it says he was transformed, transfigured. And his face, it says, shone brighter than the sun. Couldn't look at it. And his clothes glistened with white. And he stood there transformed. Incredible. And then while he's standing there, Moses appears on one side of him and Elijah on the other. And they both talk to him about the crucifixion. And then Peter cries out, "Let's build three tabernacles. One to you and one to Moses and one to Elijah." He doesn't know what to say. It says, but he always says something. It says the cloud comes over them, and Moses and Elijah is gone, and the radiance is gone, and they just see Jesus. Peter had these incredible experiences with him. Then Peter is with him when he calls Lazarus from the grave. Peter's there with him and watches the greatest miracle of all. Lazarus has been in the grave 4 days. He is decomposing. They did not have embalming in those days. No way to preserve the body. It's decomposing. And Martha says, Jesus, if you pull the stone away, the stench will be unbelievable. He's been there 4 days. He's dead. He's decaying. And Jesus said, Martha, I said, if you'd believe, you'd see the glory of God. They roll the stone away, and he speaks, and Lazarus comes out whole. Peter is there. Peter is so powerful. He's one of the 12 that Jesus sends out when he sends them out and anoints them, and he lays hands on the sick, and they're healed. And he's incredible, and his faith is powerful. Then comes the Last Supper, and Jesus is, as I wanted to have communion with you folks, and he breaks the bread and says, it's my body that we had tonight, and it's my blood. My body's going to be broken for you. So dramatic, so touching. And he has the communion. They eat the bread and drink the cup. And Jesus says, all of you are going to betray me tonight. All of you, looking around. All of you will desert me. It is the word he used, was desert. All of you will desert me tonight. Peter says, no, I won't. All of them might, but I won't. Jesus said, Simon, points him out. He says, Satan has desired and asked for you that he could sift you like wheat. And he says, but I have prayed for you, Simon. I have prayed for you. Remember that. I've prayed for you. And he says, you're going to deny me before the cock crows twice tonight. You will have denied me 3 times, Peter. You're going to deny me tonight. He says, I won't. And one of the Gospels, we read them all, he says, no. He says vehemently, no, I won't. Jesus says, you will, Peter. You will. The night goes on, and Jesus is arrested, and the Roman soldiers come with, it says, a multitude, a tremendous crowd of armed men comes, and a mob, and the religious leaders, and the atmosphere changes, and all of them flee. Peter goes back and wanders back in the courtyard when they have Jesus at the high priest, and he begins to warm himself by the fire with where the rest of them are. And there's a discussion going on. And one of the girls says, I saw you. You're one of them. He said, I am not. I don't know him. And some time passes by, and there's some more discussion about who are the folks that are with him. As you read all of them, you get the feeling of this discussion. And one of them says, this is one of them. There he is. You're one of them. And he says, and he curses and swears and says, I don't know him. And he does it twice. And then it says about an hour goes by and they're talking about it. And somebody else says, there's one of them. They point him out. There he is. Your speech betrays you. We're listening to you. You're one of them. And it says he curses and swears and uses the worst language, the language of the sea that he had before he was converted. And he goes back and fails, denies Jesus. And it says that he looked and Jesus stops. They're persecuting him. He's on trial. He stops and looks at Peter, not angry, compassionate. I prayed for you, Peter. I told you. And Peter wilts, leaves the meeting, goes out and repents and weeps bitterly, weeps and cries. Why did Peter fail? He's seen so much. He's done so much. He's been so close to Jesus. Why would he fail? He failed because everybody fails when they trust themselves. When you feel like I can do it myself, you're ready to fall. Nobody can make it by themselves. He failed because of pride. He failed feeling, I am better than all the 11, the rest of them. They might all fail, but never Simon Peter. I know my heart. He was really honest. Nobody knows their heart. That's why the psalmist said, search me, God, and you try me. I don't know my heart. You don't know your heart. Nobody knows their heart. You think you do, but you don't. Nobody stands when they stand in their own strength and think that I'm special and I can do it. Watch out. You're going to fall. You're going to fall. Nobody is a match for Satan. Nobody. There is no such thing as being able to stand up to Satan by yourself. There is no such thing. Satan and his power, the devil and his power, is greater than any human being's will in this world. There is nobody that can stand up by themselves. I hope I can get this truth over to you tonight. May the Holy Spirit do it, because I can't, but I'm saying the truth, and may the Spirit bring the truth to you. You can't do it in yourself. You can't. Everybody gets saved the same way. Everybody. Everybody that gets saved, I don't care how you've been raised, who you are, whatever it is, it's all the same. We're all children of Adam. All have sinned. Say all. Say it loud. All have sinned. Every human being is sin. There's good sinners and bad sinners, big sinners and little sinners. There's all kinds of sinners, but they're all sinners. Religious sinners, non-religious sinners. Smart sinners, dumb sinners. Rich sinners, poor sinners. Sinners! All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nobody gets to heaven by their own merit. Nobody. And that's the problem with good people. Good people feel like, I'm good enough. No, you aren't good enough. There's nobody good. Period. All have sinned. We've inherited a sin nature. We have the nature of Adam. We have a sinner's nature. And that's who we are. We're all saved because of the cross. Anybody that gets saved is saved because Jesus Christ died on the cross and bore your sins. And you ask Him to forgive you. You repent of your sins. You accept Him, and you're saved because of His goodness and not your own. Boy, let's get that straight. You're not saved because of religion. Whatever church you're in, Times Square Church, St. Cross's, down the way a little bit, St. Patrick's Cathedral, or the great synagogue. No, you're saved because of the cross of Jesus Christ. And that's how you're saved. Now, after you're saved, you win by Jesus Christ praying for you. He said, Simon, I've prayed for you. I'm praying for you, Simon. I'm praying. And what is his prayer? I'm praying that your faith does not fail. I'm praying for you because you're going to fail. You're going to fall, Simon, and you are going to deny me. And to make sure you understand, it'll be three times, so you don't make any mistake about it. You're going to deny me, but I have prayed for you. I've prayed for you. And I didn't, he didn't pray that you wouldn't fall. He's told him he's going to fall. So he didn't pray that because that prayer wouldn't have been answered. No, he didn't pray that. He said, Satan has asked for you, and God has agreed to let him have you to a point, only to a point. But when you fall, I have prayed for you that your faith doesn't fail, that you still believe that I can forgive you, and that it's not you, Peter, that's going to make it to heaven. It's my strength in you that's going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've prayed for you. Now, the way you're going to make it, everybody makes it the same way. Everybody gets saved the same way, and everybody is a winner the same way. You win because he's praying for you. In the book of Hebrews, the 7th chapter and the 25th verse, it says, and he is able, he, Jesus, is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. He is praying for you tonight. He's always prayed for you ever since you got saved. He's praying for you. He ever lives to pray for you. That's why Peter made it. He prayed for him. He didn't pray that he wouldn't make a mistake. He knew he was going to. And in fact, he's the one that told him, you're going to fall. You're going to make a mistake. You don't need to, but you will, because you're proud. And you're thinking you can make it in yourself. And everybody that feels they're strong enough to make it without God's help, and I'm strong enough, I can do it, you're going to fail. I assure you, you'll fall. No question about it. Now, God's prayer, Christ's prayer for you is, when you fall, you don't give up. You don't need to fall. But if you get proud, you will fall. Just to prove the point, Peter was the most outstanding apostle. Thank God. You know, don't take me wrong, but I'm sorry he fell, but I'm glad he fell. I'm both sorry and glad. You know what I mean? I feel sorry for him that he fell, but I'm so glad he did, because he teaches us something. He teaches us that whoever you are, whenever you fall, don't throw in the towel and give up, and don't forget, and don't think it's you. Say, God, forgive me. Confess, pray, ask God to forgive you, and recognize that you've got to have his power, and he's got to take you through. And you can't do it without him, and you're going to depend on him, and you're going to trust in him, and you're going to ask him to help you. You may not fall like Peter did, but you will fall if you're proud. Pride will take you down. It took the greatest king that ever lived was King David. And in reading in Second Samuel's, and you read when he reached a certain height, he falls. He has reached now, he's the famous, it says, he got a big name, a great name among the earth. His name, King David's name, spread abroad. He won. He was famous at home. He was famous. He conquered the nations around him. He even conquered Gath, where he had fled at one time from King Saul. And King David falls on a moral issue. He falls. How does he make it? He asks God in the 51st Psalm, he writes his prayer of forgiveness. Cleanse me, O God. Wash me and I'll be white. Restore your joy. Restore me. And King David, the greatest king that ever lived, fell. He made it. He makes it because of repentance and because he trusts God. He turns to God. Now, whenever you make a mistake, whenever the only one that didn't ever make any mistake was Jesus. Whenever you make a mistake, if you fall big, if you fall small, however you make a mistake, don't you ever give up. You call on God to forgive you, and you ask him to take you back, and you don't you give up. Never give up. Say never.
Never.
Never, never give up. You hold on. You go to God in prayer and confess your sin. And I can, you know, you have to learn this lesson that you're going to win by His power and His strength. You've got to learn that everybody has the same opportunity to make it. Everybody won't make it. We don't teach that. We know that it's not true. Everybody could make it. Everybody can make it. Everybody has the same opportunity to make it. It's not that some are special and they can make it and I'm not special. That's a lie. Everybody that makes it the same way. Everybody that gets saved the same way. Everybody has the same opportunity and the same Christ praying for them. He's praying for you. You can make it if you will. How? By repenting and by trusting His strength and not yours. Don't trust in your goodness. Don't trust in who you are. Don't think you're better than someone else. You aren't. You're a sinner saved by the grace of God. Somebody say hallelujah in here. Hallelujah. I can remember I'd been saved a couple of years or so, about 3 years, and I got on my face. I realized I was going to fall. And I realized I don't have the strength. Can't make it. And I can never forget getting on my face. When I get desperate, a few times in my life, kneeling isn't low enough. So I just spread out on the floor, you know, and get right on my face. And I got on my face and I cried out to God. I said, God, I can't make it. It took me a long time to get smart, but to realize I can't make it. I said, God, I won't make it. I can't. I don't have the strength. I don't have the ability. I can't hold up. If you don't help me, I'll fall. Never forget the prayer. God, help me. God came to my rescue because He's praying for me. And He's praying for you. You have the same privilege that I have. I'm no different than you. You are no different than I am. I don't care who you are. You are no different. I'm the same as you are, and you are the same as I am. We are both children of Adam. Understand that? We have the same nature. Some things are stronger in some areas. Some are weaker in other areas. No, it doesn't matter which area you're weak in. Everybody's weak in some area. And some are weak in many areas. What's the difference? No different. Everybody makes it the same way. You have to trust in Jesus Christ that He will forgive you and that He can keep you. You have to come to that, that it's His strength. His strength is what keeps you. You can't keep yourself. Well, I was trained. I don't care how you were trained. You're a son of Adam. He did. Well, I didn't have a good one. Forget your background. It's all the same. It's all the same. Yes, some people have better, but everybody has the same nature. Nobody makes it because I was trained right. You don't make it because I didn't have a good school. You don't make it because you got a good school. King David had the best school there was. And Simon Peter had the best opportunity. Nobody had a better opportunity than Peter. He was with Jesus Christ Himself for 3 years and failed. Nobody has a better opportunity than that. The best men in the book failed. The greatest. Nobody's greater than Simon Peter, and no king was ever greater than King David. They failed, but they made it. They were winners. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How did they make it? Just like you're going to make it. By Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 You're going to make it because He's praying for you. He's praying for you. He's praying for you. He's praying, ever living, to pray for you. He's praying for you. Why will some make it and some won't? Some will trust Him and some won't. But everybody that trusts Him will make it. Hallelujah. It don't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your problem is. It really has nothing to do with you and your problem. It has to do with your trusting in Jesus Christ, who's made it for everybody. Hallelujah. He made it for you. We were shouting at the beginning of this meeting. Let's shout at the end. Because, listen, folks, because Jesus Christ made it for you. He made it for you. You can't make it, and you won't make it, but He made it for you. He won. He won for you, and He's praying for you, and He's not going to let the devil tempt you beyond a measure. That's all. He won't do it. And if you have every opportunity that anybody has ever had, it's trusting in Him. He makes it for everybody that trusts in Him. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made. If you will come to trust in Him, He will give you the strength. His strength is available to you tonight, and you can make it. Hallelujah. We sang earlier, the choir sang earlier, I can make it. The only way you can make it, you can't make it because you're great and because you're determined. Nobody was more determined than Peter. He flunked. So making up your mind to make it won't make it. Trusting in Jesus, you will make it. Those that don't, won't. Those that do, will. Has nothing to do with who you are. Nothing. Has nothing to do with your background. Nothing to do with anything. It has to do everything with Jesus. He saves you. Everybody gets saved the same way. Everybody makes heaven the same way. It isn't the strong people are going to make it. No. Do you think people are strong? Simon Peter wasn't strong. There was nobody stronger than Simon Peter. He flunked. Nobody was stronger than King David. He flunked. Don't think you're stronger than they are. Nobody's stronger than they were. From the Old Testament and the New, the two greatest flunked. Both of them flunked, but both of them made it. How'd they make it? By Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They made it through Him. You may not fail the same way. I guarantee you, you've made mistakes. There's no perfect people. You're looking for a perfect wife? I have news for you. There aren't any. You're looking for a perfect husband? Take my advice. There aren't any. We're sinners, saved by grace. Saved by grace. Saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Saved by the grace of God. Kept by His power. Kept by Him. He's the one that keeps you. He's praying for you. He's interceding for you. And if you don't think His prayers are answered, I've got news for you. His prayers are answered. He's praying for you. If you'll repent and come in His name, He'll pray for you and you will make it. He will give you the power. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care how big your sin is. I don't care what it is. It has nothing to do with it. It has all to do with the fact that He defeated Satan. He put him to destroy on the cross. He rose triumphant, and He's sitting right this minute, right this minute, right this second. He's seated at the right hand of the throne of God Almighty, and He's praying for you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He's praying for you to win. Hallelujah. So nobody needs fail. Nobody needs to go under. Nobody needs not to make it. You can make it. The devil said, no, you can't make it. Look who you are. Hey, tell the devil to shut up and get out of your way. But you're looking at Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're looking at Jesus Christ. And you're going to make it because of Him. And it has nothing to do with you. Has nothing to do with you. Nothing. Say nothing. Nothing to do with you. Everything to do with Him. Hallelujah. Say everything. Say it loud. Everything to do with Him. He won for me. He won for you. He won for you. He gave the victory. He's sitting praying for you tonight. And if you'll believe him and trust his forgiving power and trust his mercy and trust his keeping power, you will make it. You will make it. Hallelujah. And then you can sing, I'm going to make it. Not because you're great. No, don't be stupid. You're making it because he's great. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's praise God tonight. We're making it. Hallelujah. Nobody needs to give up. Nobody needs to quit. Nobody needs to throw in the towel. Oh, the devil says to you, oh, look how many times you failed. You flunked so many times. You give up. You can't make it. Tell the devil to quit lying. But he can't, see? He can't quit lying because he is a lie. But just don't pay any attention to those lies. That's a lie. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with Jesus Christ. It has to do with the fact that he won. It has to do with he defeated the devil. He defeated the power that's tormenting you. He has given you the victory. He's got the victory for you. He wants you to take it. Reach out. Ask for it tonight. Ask, he says, and you'll receive. Ask him to give you your strength. Ask him for his strength. Confess your faults. Acknowledge it. Don't be afraid to acknowledge it. Tell him, hey, Satan, I've done everything you say and probably things you don't even know I've done. But I'm trusting in Jesus. It has nothing to do with my goodness. I'm trusting in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for me. He's praying for me. He not only died for me, he's living to pray for me. He's praying for you. He's praying for you that your faith won't fail, that you'll believe in him, that you'll trust him. If you won't, you'll be lost. It won't matter what they preach in other churches. If you don't trust him, I don't care what you've done, you won't make it. But if you'll trust him, you will make it. You will make it. Everybody can make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now tonight, if you've been wavering, get it straight. Come down here and get it straight. Ask him to forgive you. Do like Peter. Confess. Do like King David. Confess. I failed. But don't quit. Jesus prayed. He's praying for you that you won't give up. Because if you won't and you'll trust him, well, I failed several times. Well, I just got news for you. He's got bigger mercy than your failure. He's able to forgive you right on and right on. Hey, Peter asked him one time, well, how many times should I forgive? 7 times? He said, 70 times 7. So it's about 400 or 500 times you could come to him and he'll forgive you every time. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody say hallelujah here tonight. Hallelujah. You don't quit. We never quit. You never give up. You are going to win, 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 because we have Jesus Christ praying for you. And his prayers are answered every time. Hallelujah. He's praying for you. You pray back. And you're going to win. God bless you, Pastor, as you come and bring us down here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, when God speaks that way, my biggest fear is to unsay anything that he said. So I'm not going to say anything. Let's stand together in the house of the Lord. If God has spoken to you, you know that the enemy has been trying to lie to you. The enemy's been trying to rob you of your sense of security in Christ. And he's been trying to tell you that you have to earn anything in your own strength. You have to somehow make yourself to be something that only God can make you to be. And you want to be reassured of God's grace, God's faithfulness, God's goodness, then would you please come as these have come? Come to the front. We're just going to pray together. Also, if you say, I have tried this religion and that religion and this way and that way, and I've not found life, but I want to be saved tonight. I want to give my life to Christ. You heard tonight the good news. You heard the gospel. You heard that there is hope in Christ and in Christ alone. Would you also come? Join these who are coming. If God has spoken to you tonight in any way that I may not have covered, but you know what God has said to you, and you want to stand side by side with your brothers and sisters in Christ, would you also come? God is with you. He will meet you. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we were praying, God just gave me a word for you. When I was studying in college, in one of the schools that I studied in, they preached, one thing about whether or not a person can fall, and then went to another level of education, and they preached another thing about whether or not a person can fall. And over again, since I've been in the ministry, people write in and they ask me questions about whether or not a person can fall, and so on and so forth. And God gave me a vision one time, and this is how he explained it to me, and I'll do what I can to share that vision. It was a picture of a man who was holding a child, and the child was crying, and the child just needed to be fed, and so on and so forth. And he's trying to feed the child, and and then the child begins to kind of relax just a little bit, and then the phone rings, and this person is there with the child, and they're all alone holding the child, and the child is a baby, but enough to be mobile, enough to crawl around and this and the other, and get into trouble and fall off stuff. So the phone begins to ring, and it's this very important call that he has to get. So he has this child in his arm, and he's trying to figure out how to get the phone and trying to figure out where to put the child, afraid to put the child over here because they might crawl off, or put the child over there because they might fall off or whatever. So what he does is he takes the child, and he puts the child on the floor. And he puts the child on the floor because you can't fall from there. And if you remember, what Pastor Ben said was, there came a time when the difficulty got so rough and so tough that he just laid flat on the floor, just laid out. Now, the Bible says, be careful when you stand, lest you fall. But if you allow God to cause you to be prostrate, you allow God to cause you to humble yourself at his feet. From a place of humility, that's what we heard tonight. You cannot fall from a place of humility. You cannot fall from a place of trust. You cannot fall from a place of dependency. You can't fall from a prostrate position. You take the lowest place and you don't have to worry about falling. You know what I mean? It's when we try to lift ourselves up that we get a problem. It's when we get proud, as we heard tonight, that's when we have to worry about falling. But only this father was able to place their child in that place of prostration. Only God can bring us to that place of dependency. So we have to depend upon him in order to be dependent upon him. We have to ask him, help me, because I always try to stand. I always try to lift myself up. We had an excellent word from God this evening. Take it to heart. You don't have to worry about falling when you trust God, when you lean upon the Lord, when you say, God, I can't do it in my own strength. God, thank you for living for me. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for ever living to make intercession for me. This is the hope that we heard tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, we simply trust you. We heard your word tonight. We know that you ever live to make intercession for us. Lord, we may stumble, but we will stumble in your presence. We may make mistakes, but we will make mistakes in your presence, in your embrace, in your love, even as Peter did. Jesus, thank you for humbling us. Thank you for causing us to prostrate ourselves at your feet. Thank you for allowing us both to wear our crowns and to cast them at your feet at the same time, because we cast ourselves at your feet. And we cast everything that we think we are, everything that we hope to be, everything that we believe we're supposed to be, everything at your feet, O Jesus. And we say, would you be who you are in us by the Holy Spirit? Protect us from every lie of the devil, Lord. From every kind of pride that says we have to do this in our own strength. Protect us from the lie of Satan. And expose us more and more to your truth, to your goodness, to your glory, to your praise. Lord, I pray for every person here, and particularly for those who have come. God, I pray peace. A peace from God that passes understanding. A peace that protects against every kind of lie. That walks in hope and in trust and in love. We thank you for this, O Jesus. And we bless you for it. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.